Ontario scaled back on COVID testing. I was talking to somebody about this and they said, you know, if you feel a little bit like you might have some symptoms, it takes a while to get an appointment. And I thought, really? Because I would assume that you'd just be able to get an appointment like you did back in the day. And get it within like a day's time. No, you've got to wait. School's just around the corner. And we are expecting a surge in demand for testing. That's why Philip Anthony, manager of the East Toronto Mobile Vaccination Strategy at Michael Garron Hospital, says we need to make sure that testing is accessible. And he's our guest on the show. Philip, welcome to the program. It's good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
You know, yesterday I was talking about the fact that four of the mass testing clinics would be, or immunization clinics would be shutting down in the province. In Toronto, they'd leave five open. And I'm wondering, you know, because they're trying a targeted approach, is that what's going on with the testing sites, that they've closed down some testing sites so that they can go in and target their testing?
I think with the testing sites, more of them had just closed on a permanent basis. I know in East Toronto, we've taken that approach to bringing the tests to the community. We've set up eight COVID outreach centers, actually, which are going to, you know, provide testing and vaccination to people. So I know we have a targeted approach in our communities, and I think that's where we're heading as a city.
It sounds like a good idea, but it also sounds odd to me to combine testing with people that, you know, are going in to get vaccinated and could be vulnerable. Can you talk about how that'll work and how you make sure that everybody is safe?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, you know, different entrances for testing and vaccination and a different team working in each sector. So, you know, there would be dedicated space in each one of these centers for either testing or vaccines. So people are comfortable coming in.
And where are the centers located? Are they at, will they be moving, or will they be at a center where they stay put for an amount of time?
Yes. So they will be staying put. Right now we have them open in Flemington, Thorncliffe Park, Crescent Town, Shoppers World, at Michael Garron Hospital as well. And we're actively opening three other sites across East Toronto. And we're hoping that these will be permanent, fixed, you know, in the communities with designated hours, so everyone has access to those services.
Are you finding that people coming to your testing centers are from all over the city, or are they just from the neighborhoods that you've set up in?
Right now, they're coming from all over the city. As you mentioned earlier, it's becoming more and more difficult to get an appointment with not as many, you know, assessment centers open right now. So, you know, currently a lot of our positive cases and, you know, a lot of our tests are coming from outside the East Toronto community. But, you know, I envision that will change as testing begins to ramp up.
Okay. What do you think of the testing, the province announcing that they'll be doing some pilot programs with eight public health units getting rapid tests so that they can deploy them to school? And if a kid is asymptomatic but has been in the midst of someone that is positive for COVID-19, that they could voluntarily take home this test and test themselves at home?
I think it's a great idea. I think the more testing we have going into the fall, the better. I know Dr. Jeanine McCready at, you know, East Toronto Health Partners has done something similar with our schools here, and we were able to find a lot of asymptomatic cases that way. So I think it's a great idea. We need to increase testing any way we can possible.
All right. And is there any concern to you that, you know, earlier on I was talking about one of the people on the science table has stepped away. Are you concerned that he says that we're not being transparent with the numbers yet on where we're going in the fall? Do you have any concerns about numbers and where this fourth wave could potentially go in the coming weeks as we head back to school?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think everyone's a little bit concerned just, you know, based on, you know, what some of the predictions are, and we know how transmissible the Delta variant is. And, you know, we're going to have a large cohort of children who are unvaccinated or ineligible for vaccine in the school. So, you know, I do share similar worries that, you know, we will see a lot of cases once school returns.
And I guess that is also informing the need for more of these testing sites. If you know, feel that you're asymptomatic or you have symptoms and, you know, you're questioning if you could possibly have COVID-19, getting tested is not only going to put your mind at rest, but is going to be for the benefit of everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, you know, for yourself, for your family, you know, for loved ones, for people you interact with on a daily basis. It's just, you know, just being informed about, you know, people you've seen, and you're able to safely go out and know what you're able to do if you've been tested.
You know, with the modeling numbers, we have heard that, you know, numbers will go up and down. Does it shock you that the province has closed down some of the testing sites?
At the time they were closing, I wasn't shocked because there wasn't many cases at that point in time. But now that we're seeing more and more cases and an increased demand for testing, I would envision, you know, many more of them begin to open again.
Well, Philip, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been nice chatting with you, and all the best with your vaccination strategy and testing strategy that's going to be in combo with each other. It's a good idea.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have a great day. Philip Anthony is manager of the East Toronto Mobile Vaccination Strategy at Michael Garron Hospital.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.